The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 9 of Total Bellas. We are just a week away from the season finale. Sad face.
But this week was all about evolution and the build-up, the lead-up, and everything that will go down at the first ever WWE All-Women's Pay-Per-View.
My favorite pay-per-view from last year, just because it warmed my little heart and made it go pitter-patter, because I've waited a long time to see an all-female pay-per-view. I'm not going to say how long, because I'll tell you how old I am. But
77 years.
77 and a half years.
I forgot the half. Ah, damn.
God damn, get it right. Anyway, yeah, we see all the events leading up to the week before Evolution, and this whole season has really been sort of the story of Evolution and the road to it for the Bella Twins. So we start the week of the pay-per-view. We're at the Raw before, and they're in New York,
but
getting ready for the show.
But we were there last week, so we're back again. Okay. Timeline confusion. Anyway, continue.
Guess who's back?
Back again. Shady's back. Anyway.
No, moving on. So, Bree's still not happy about being a valet. She thinks it kind of sucks, but it's her last week in WWE because she has officially decided to retire as an in-ring competitor. She's still going to do appearances and probably other things for them, but ultimately she's made up her mind that she wants to go home. She wants to be a mother. She and Brian want to have a second kid, and she's ready to move on with her life. Like, the WWE stuff was a great experience for her, but now she's ready to move on.
So, the theme is evolution. People are talking about it. They go to New York City. They're doing media. They're doing all types of media. And that's what we saw for the first time. It's like they have a busy schedule, and a lack of sleep and everything like that, and more media. They're filming a series about women breaking through their sport or something like that. And yeah, it just a lot of just them going from talk show to talk show early on.
A lot of media, a lot of interviews. We see them doing Fallon. We see them doing an interview with Tiffany Haddish and Tyler Perry. We see them doing various other interviews. They're filming the series about the women breaking through, like you said. They're filming this series while they're there. And yeah, they're just very tired because they made this the unwise decision to start their media on a day where they had 4 hours sleep. And it's just going to be knockout after that every day leading up for the pay-per-view. Like, they're saying we're going to get no sleep. We find out that, you know, Nikki had no time in between her interviews, where she went from an in-person to phoners, and she really only had enough time to, like, drink a cup of coffee and wash her hair. That was it. We see them snacking in the car because, again, they're just super-duper busy. Like, their schedule is just absolutely crazy because Nikki is in the main event, and Brie is right there with Nikki, so they both have to, like, really, really put the pay-per-view out there and really put it over to help get that message across that, hey, yeah, this is super important.
And to be fair, they did do a lot of media and did get a lot of exposure for the pay-per-view. Now, they're sitting there complaining about lack of time, lack of sleep. Then Nikki Bella goes, hey, we need to have a pep rally.
And Bree's like, say what? And here is the intent behind the pep rally. She feels like Bree has checked out. Like, this is Bree's last week, and Bree is sort of phoning it in. And Nikki doesn't want that. Nikki wants Bree to remember that she's a part of the Bellalution. She's a part of the Bella Army. She's an important part of the Bella Twins. And Nikki wants Bree to enjoy this experience to the fullest. And right now she feels like she isn't. So Nikki's whole plan is, hey, let's have a pep rally. And, you know, this will cheer up Bree, and this will remind Bree of, you know, who she is and what she's done. Because, again, the botch Bella is weighing very heavy on Bree right now. And she's just tired of it and sick of it. And she's letting her get to her. And so Bree's like, yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to have the time. And, you know, it's kind of silly. And Nikki's like, oh, screw you. I'm going to do it anyway. And so Nikki's like, I want to have cheerleaders, and I'm going to have fans, and I'm going to have a marching band. Like, think how cool it would be to have a marching band. And Bree's like, you're going to have people learn our music in like 2 days. And the exact quote was, they know music, they can do it. That's not how music works.
Take it from two band geeks. That's not how this works.
That's not how this works. Okay? It's like, yeah, they could play your song in 2 days, but to memorize it and put anything, any like basic drill to it or do anything for a actual legit marching band, that takes more than like 3 days. I'm just going to put that out
there.
It takes
weeks and weeks of practice.
And you have to go to band camp.
I never went to band camp. Oh, kind of band camp, but it really wasn't a camp. It was just going to school during the summer. I never liked that.
We had practice in the summer, and then we actually did go down to like one of the local colleges here for a week and do like an immersive, all intensive like band camp.
So yeah,
we actually did learn like the marching drill and everything.
We would just do it at school and after school and before school, and yeah, never went to camp. Got to go.
We never did it before school, but we would do it after.
We did it sometimes before school because reasons. Went to Disney World though. Played at Disney World. That was always cool. Anyway, sidetrack. Back to the show.
Tangent. That's not how music works. So we'll see how it goes. Bree is skeptical, but Nikki is, as always, determined to prove her sister wrong. We then cut to Mama Bella, Maya, and Lauren. They've come to support the twins this week, and you know, JJ and Brian, they're staying home with the kids, which I kind of like. I know what Brian's intent was with what he said, but I kind of had to like sit there and scratch my head and look at the TV for a second. I was like, really, dude? Because he's like, I think it's a huge step forward and very progressive for women that I'm staying home with the kids and she's off working.
There was a little sarcastic tone to what he said.
I just kind of sat there and I was like, really? So you think her place was with the kids? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but I was like, oh, that was the right thing to say. But okay. All right. So we move on 3 days to Evolution, and we see that Nikki has done the smart thing and has hired an event planner to plan the pep rally. We go to cheerleading practice where the cheerleaders are very excited to meet the Bella twins, and they show them the cheers that they've come up with, including one for Nikki, and she's very excited.
Yep, those were cheers.
They were cheers. They were there.
They were there. I've heard many a cheer. That was a cheer.
It was. What do you want for 3 days? What do you want?
I want perfection.
Well, here's the thing about that. It's 3 days.
I know, and this was day one. I get it. Hey, Nikki. Hey, anyway, moving on.
Moving on, because, yeah. This is not Bring It On, dude. They don't have Torrance.
But they could.
They could, but I think Kirsten Dunst is a little busy right now.
Is she, though? I mean...
She has kids now. She's busy.
I guess, but...
She's a mom.
But so are they, and they can do everything. Bree can do everything.
With a lot of guilt.
Kirsten Dunst can do everything, too. I mean...
Yeah, but I'm just saying. They can't have Torrance. By the way, she's busy.
I know. Side note, that's a great movie.
That is a fantastic movie. If you have never seen Bring It On, you need to go watch that movie.
It's a fantastic movie. Just...
I know everybody thinks it's a stupid cheer movie. No.
It's really good.
It's a great movie. It's a wonderful satire of every, like, high school movie, like, ever.
Anyway.
Except Breakfast Club. Because Breakfast Club, nobody touches that.
All right. Back off the tangent. We're really tangenting on this one. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Let's focus. Focus. Keep our
content.
Shiny things. Stay away. Let's focus.
So, while we're in New York and we've got a little downtime, they start talking about Johnny Laurinaitis' voice. And how everybody remarks that they have never heard John Laurinaitis' real voice. That he always has had the scratchy sort of strained voice. And so Bree actually finds video footage of Johnny, and she decides that she's going to help him get his voice back. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right?
Yep.
A worthy endeavor, I mean, for sure, but all right.
We'll get more into that here in a bit.
Yep. So then we see the Bellas at Comic-Con, which is supposedly during Evolution Week, but it was actually in Chicago.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. I had to do some research because they're complaining. Okay, it's like, let me see how this whole thing's planning out. And I say it's Ace Comic-Con. Alright, let me see when this was. And it was in Chicago.
3 weeks earlier.
3 weeks prior. Because I remember seeing the interview with the twins and Lillian Garcia. I remembered it wasn't close, but they weaved it in like, it's like, oh, it's part of the same, okay, whatever.
Good, great editing job. Like, great storytelling, great editing job on that. But yeah, it's like, that's not quite sequential, but okay, alright, sure.
I have some problems with the time frames of some things they show.
It's all relative at this point.
Okay, here's my biggest pet peeve we're about to talk about. They're complaining about lack of time, so what are they doing? Having mom's night out drinking.
Okay. day, but every mom needs a night out. Every mom, every couple, especially with multiple kids in some cases, or just one really bad kid, need a night out. They just need a chance to go be themselves and reconnect as a couple and do the couple thing without having their kids around. Like, people just need that. You just need a break. So I
don't disagree. Just don't complain about lack of sleep when you're going out drinking.
I know that. I completely am aware of that. And yeah, by the way, we got our Bremote on in a big way.
Bremote!
Nikki wasn't even there.
Nope.
So we get a lot of mom talk where they start talking about, can you smell your own breast milk? Lauren jokes about making white Russians with her milk, and Bree's like, that'd be a sight. And yeah, so they get drunk and they're talk and they meet this lovely couple, and they're talking to this lovely couple, and they're saying that, oh yeah, we get a babysitter and once a month we have a couple's night out. And you see like the light bulb go off over Bree's head. And I don't know if it's she never thought about it or their schedule just don't allow for it or what the actual reason is, but she's like, oh my God, I can totally hire a babysitter. And I had to sit here and I just had that head scratching moment where I'm like, I don't want to judge you for that, but at the same time I'm like, really you didn't think about that, even though they've done that before on this show. Remember when Natty came and watched Birdie and Brie and Daniel had a couples night out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a date night. I'm like, really? But you've done it before. Like, you and Brian did it actively there for a while when Birdie was first. Okay. All right.
Yep. Learns the benefits of babysitter. Yep.
Yeah. And also, don't they have a nanny?
I assume so.
I thought they at least had a part-time nanny.
Someone has to watch a kid.
But yeah, anyway, not trying to judge or put anything on Brie or Daniel at all, but it was just, it's a timeline thing, and it's one of those things where you're sitting there and you're looking at the show, and you're like, but you, okay, continuity. It's a continuity issue for me. But yeah, you have the light bulb go off for Brie, where she's like, oh, hey, I can get a babysitter, and Daniel and I can do things, because she feels very guilty about leaving Birdie, and in her mind, she has to be a parent 24/7. But you can't always be a parent. You need to have a break. You need to take a minute and do something for yourself. So, you know, it's like last weekend I went to the nail shop. I don't have kids. But I went to the nail shop and there was a lady next to me who was talking on the phone, and she said, yeah, my two older kids are watching the younger kid because I just needed to have a mom morning and go out and take care of myself. No judgment. You do you.
Yeah.
I mean, we all need to have that moment where it's like we just walk away from something and we take a breather from it and we do our own thing for a while. And then when you come back to it, you're able to continue to deal with it. Like, this is the same kind of thing where it's like Brie feels like she has to be in mom mode 24/7. And I think a lot of her problems this season have stemmed from that. In the fact that she can't walk away from it.
Possibly.
That's what I feel like, because she's putting a lot more stress on herself than what she needs to. And maybe having a second kid will change that. I don't know. But she also admits to having a lot of anxiety to having a second kid, because she's like, having Birdie is already like having two kids. Having a second kid will be like having two kids. The Frenchies are like two kids. And then Brian's a kid.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's how you do it. Anyway, time for the pepperelli.
They get one of their super fans to MC it. We see Paige there. And we hear a lot of the inspirational stories for the Bellas. And we see everybody running around having a good time. And it helps Brie. It does what Nikki wants it to do. It helps Brie reconnect with the Bella army. It makes her realize that by leaving, she's not abandoning her army, and they're not going to leave her, that everybody's going to stay very much in touch, and she's going to be 100% supported as she moves on into that next phase of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And now today is the day. We have it last. We've heard all about it all through the season. Today is Evolution Day. We see people getting their makeup done, their hair done. We see last minute prep for everybody. Natty and Nikki are trying to figure out stuff to do in terms of submission holds and that kind of thing. Like, Nikki's very nervous. You can tell she's very nervous. So she's just trying to make sure she gets everything right. So she's kind of sitting down with Natty, walking it through in terms of, well, can I do this? Can I do this? What would look good here? Like, she just wants to do a good job, because she emphasizes several times that she was handpicked by Vince McMahon himself to do this. That's a big deal.
That is
a huge deal.
Very big deal.
So, and she's getting Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, again, another huge deal.
Now, Johnny and his voice.
Okay, so we have a very, very, very emotional moment backstage where Johnny comes back, the girls are getting their hair and their makeup done, and he shows them the Evolution program, and they're on the cover, and they say, who would have thought 12 years ago when you hired us that this would have happened? And John Johnny kind of has this very genuine reflective moment. He's suddenly swells up with pride because it's like, you're right. You know, because not only did he find them and he hired them, but they're also his stepdaughters. So it's a very proud moment for him, just in terms of everything, something that he's done has led to this moment in time. Right here. And Bree brings up his voice, and she talks about how they found the old promos, and he's like, oh yeah, and you know, they're kind of talking about it, and she said, you know, she hates how people make fun of him for his voice, because when everybody, you know, talks about John Laurinaitis, they mimic the voice, and she says that has to hurt, and he's like, yeah, and you know, I'm very self-conscious, or I used to be very self-conscious about it, and when I was in meetings, I wouldn't speak a lot, because people would always feel the need to mimic the voice, but he's like, I'll get you back another way, kind of thing. And Bree's like, well, I've been talking to people, and I found you some doctors, and they can fix your voice. And Johnny seems a little taken aback by this. He's grateful, and he's extremely also flattered that she wants to do this for him. But he's also flattered by people who mock his voice, because to him, that makes him original. Nobody else has his voice. Nobody else has that signature quality that identifies them so clearly as what he does. And so he owns it. He likes it. And he tells them, you know, they had options back in 1992 when it happened, but he doesn't want to get it fixed. At this stage in his life, it's him. It's a part of him. And does he still get self-conscious about it? Yeah, of course he does. But he also doesn't want to change it, because then he's not unique anymore. Mm-hmm. It's his shtick.
Yeah.
And so Bree's like, okay, all right, cool. You want to own it? Sure, yeah, own it. Have that confidence. Do your thing. So, yay?
Yeah.
Yay for self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, but certainly not least, we kind of closed the show with the Evolution highlights. We got to see a lot of the matches. They tapped that 70 women were there. We see all the women talking about how much it means to them. We got highlights from the Women's Battle Royal, from Charlotte and Becky, and then we got the highlights from Rhonda and Nikki, which I have to say they did a really good job editing that match and showing the really, really good high spots from that match and making it look like $1 million. Not that it was a bad match. I'm not saying it was a bad match at all. It's just, it had the very unfortunate problem of following Becky and Rhonda, or I'm sorry, Becky and Charlotte.
Yeah, and the entire night were really good, you know, matches. So this was like, it was a good match. It wasn't a great match, but it did its job. It was the main event.
Mm-hmm. And it was very, very good. So good job to everybody. And well, now we move on to the season finale,
where apparently there's some dating exploits with Nikki. We learned that she may be dating somebody. We get insight on the Daniel Bryan heel turn and more next week on Total Bellas.
Which I think we all knew Nikki was sort of dating somebody from like day one, but this is just good confirmation,
but,
right?
But we just couldn't see him.
Really? Really?
There was a hand gesture too.
I'm sure there was. So yeah. Anyway, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, twitter.com/smalltalkradio, facebook.com/smalltalkradio network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Check out the Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/WTR Live and rackradioshow.com, smalltalkradio.com. And make sure you use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Okay. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. So for Rock, this has been the Rack Extra Views right here on wildtalkradio.com, Total Bellas edition. We will be back next week with the season finale. And also stay tuned, because Ms. and Mrs. is coming back, and we are going to break that down for you. I'm just going to give you a little hint. We got a sneak peek, and oh my God, y'all, this is going to be amazing. So till then, I'm Lindsay Ward. We'll see you next time. Bye.